At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's been a couple days since we've had some game action, but it's finally a game day once again here for your Charlotte Hornets. Hornets in the Magic Kingdom taking on the Orlando Magic tonight. We will preview that one for you here in a few moments. We're going to round up a couple of the national news articles over the last couple of days or so, and it's a new week. We got to talk our favorite topic here on the HHC. That, of course, is power rankings. And torturing our guest today with all of those topics is the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Parley. Sam, thank you for joining me in studio here once again. We're on a little bit of a hot streak in that sense. We gave you the day off yesterday. Sam was able to chat with Grant Williams, but happy to see your smiling face in person once again.
Appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much. I think this is, what, 5 and 6 days now on the podcast?
It's like we're playing an actual NBA schedule at this point, it feels like. 5 and 6, 3 and 4, all that fun stuff. So it's been grinding a little bit. Now you know how I feel on a daily basis.
Well, you got a little bit of a rare lighter week this week. Only one game over a span of 5 days, which I don't think I've ever seen at this point of the season. So hopefully it'll be a little chance to kind of, rest your vocal cords. You know, you've been talking a lot. We've both been talking a lot. Get a little bit more sleep as you kind of get ready for this last final month, several weeks home stretch.
And the allergies aren't helping my cause any more than it is now. It's that time of year. But yeah, really weird schedule this week. Just one game basically during the quote-unquote normal work week. Got the game coming up here tonight, and then the Hornets are off until Saturday, so we'll have plenty of podcasts to get you throughout the week with some of the features, and a very special one here that we'll talk about here a little bit later on as well. But wanted to touch on a couple of articles that have gone through the wire, I guess, for lack of a better term, here over the last couple of days surrounding the Charlotte Hornets. One of them that I wanted to start with is one that is on The Athletic, written by Mo Dakhil. It's analyzing the skill sets of Jaime Hawkins Jr., Brandon Miller, and more NBA rookies. I'll be honest, Sam, there's not a whole lot in this article that, well, one, we don't really know already, considering we've seen Brandon Miller several times here, seeing him night in and night out in a Hornets uniform. The premise of the article is basically Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, everybody has seen them this season. They are the darlings of this rookie class. But what about the rest of the rookies and how they kind of stack up? So Jaime Hawkins is one, obviously, has come to mind. He's had a very good season in Miami. We'll give credit where credit's due. Brandon Miller is the next one up on this list of players, and it just kind of talked about the smoothness of his game. A lot of comparisons to Paul George in there, that sort of thing. Kind of hard to understand where the defensive end of his game is just because of the defensive rating here for the Hornets this season. But again, I think if you're a fan of this team and you watch this team night in and night out like we do, you can answer that question, especially post-trade deadline now that the defense has looked a lot better here as of late. And then also touches on Ersar and Amen Thompson and what they've been able to accomplish. But I wanted to bring this article up to segue or parlay. I guess I can say that now that sports betting is legal in North Carolina. Wanted to take a look at another article, and that was the NBA rankings on The Ringer. They updated their top 100 NBA player rankings here as of late, and it's interesting. We'll say it that way. So there are two Hornets on the top 100 list. You could guess LaMelo Ball is on there. He comes in at number 53, which when you take a look at the entire list, there are some question marks in there. I understand that the injury bug has been a little bit of a concern for LaMelo this year, of course, but number 100, cracking the top of the list, bottom of the list, I suppose, is Brandon Miller. But the reason I bring this up, that Brandon Miller was ranked number 100 on this list, is the fact of where some other people are on this list, and you have to look none other than the Miami Heat and Jaime Jaquez Jr. Jaime Jaquez is ranked 84th on this list, well ahead of Brandon Miller, despite the season that Brandon Miller is having as a rookie as well. So again, this is all podcast fodder. I know you don't get worked up on these lists like Sam Farber does, but I figured it was worthwhile bringing up here on the podcast today because that feels like quite a jump considering what both of these guys have accomplished this season.
Yes, and I for starters, one, I know Sam is probably disappointed that he can't be on this
podcast. Listen, we gave him the day off so he can spend all his money at Disney with his kids, so he does not get to complain.
Yeah, well, this is his go-to topic, but because it is a little bit of a lighter week game-wise, I will indulge. As you know, I don't get worked up on power rankings, rookie ladders, rookie rankings. It's interesting to hear people's perspectives, but there's also an element of they're trying to get a reaction, a debate going, and look, they did it because now we're having a debate about it. To say Brandon Miller is the 100th best player in the NBA, okay, we'll say he's a top 100. I mean, I guess that's one thing, but to be actually 100, I think we're both in the probably disagree with that. I think if, I don't know how many players are exactly in the NBA, 430, 420, so you're saying he's the best out of every...
Top 25%, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's one way to look at it. And the thing about these rankings, too, is I'm always, and it comes down to all-star, comes down to all-NBA, I'm always in the, okay, if you think he should be higher, who are you moving down situation. So just kind of doing a quick glance at the top or bottom 10 of this, going from 100 to 90, Walker Kessler, Isaiah Hartenstein, Chris Paul, Terry Rozier, Nikola Vucevic, Norm Powell, Nick Claxton, RJ Barrett, Malcolm Brogdon, Mike Conley. There can be some arguments that Brandon should be higher than those. I think when you specifically talk about Jaime Jaquez, I think you got to remember too, I mean, and this is kind of, it feels weird because this is the rookie that I think Brandon has been compared to the most this season, just because it is an Eastern, I think Victor and Chet have been compared to himself because they are similar stature. They play in the same conference. They play a lot of games against each other. Whereas Brandon Miller and Jaime Jaquez have been playing, more games against each other. They're in the East. I think it's safe to say the Jaquez, if they did a redraft today, would probably go much closer to the top than he would where he went last year. So, and I think he did win East Rookie of the Month at the beginning of the season, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that people have to forget a little bit is Jaquez is older. He's more of a finished product. He's more developed. He stayed at UCLA for 3 years while Brandon was a one and done at Alabama. So I think it's fine to say that maybe if you're looking at straightly at that, is Jaquez more of a complete product right now than Brandon Miller? Maybe you could make that argument. Maybe that's what the people that created this at The Ringer are thinking. If you're looking at terms of ceiling, it's Brandon Miller by a mile, and it's not even close. I think Brandon Miller within 2 years is going to be, if he kind of continues at this trajectory that he's on and you keep seeing the improvements and the stuff that we've talked so much this year about that separates him from other young guys coming in the league. I mean, he could be a top 50, top 40 player on this list, next year. I don't know how often they do this. I know ESPN does one at the beginning of the season, but to say Brandon Miller could be a top 50 NBA player within 2 years, totally, totally reasonable. So that's not to disparage anything that Jaime Jaquez has done. I think he's found a great situation there. I know we're just kind of singling him out right now because he's a rookie and Brandon has been compared to him a lot this year, but it's one of these things that I think Brandon is quickly on the rise. One other thing too is I think if you did this list at the beginning of the season, where's Brandon Miller? He's not, definitely not top 100.
And I don't think Jaquez is on there at all either.
Yeah. So, you could say that maybe Brandon, let's say 130, 125 coming in the league, and let's say he's raised 25 spots in a season. So I hope I'm not sounding too worked up. I'm kind of taking this from like an analytical approach. Am I doing
a good
job?
You sound too logical of anything. This isn't good podcast fodder, Sam. Like, what the hell, man?
I mean, it's fair. I'm fine taking. I don't think this is a shot or disrespect or anything. I think it's just he's still, you know, you got to remember he's still a rookie to be a top 100 player at this point of the season coming in. You know, and he's been in not the easiest situations. You know, injuries kind of going in and out. His rookie year, he's been asked to do so many different things, and he's playing and contributing on both ends and kind of navigating the situation right now at kind of a younger age too. So I think he's fine. You know, it's a list. I'm sorry I'm not getting more worked up right now, but if you want to do like the version 2.0, the more like extreme, explicit version, I'm sure Sam Farber would be happy to call in and take some time away from his family right now to give his thoughts on this. You could probably, if you listen really closely, you could probably hear him yelling all the way from Orlando right now, waking
you
up.
That breeze that you just felt, that's yep. him punching the air right yep. now. So, yeah, I mean, but the thing that you brought up too is something I was going to bring up is the fact that Brandon's been asked to do so much here this season. And in so many different roles. I feel like Jaime Jaquez, he's stuck in one role the entire season, and he's been there. I mean, obviously, he's never been asked to be the primary scorer. He's always been that complementary role with guys like Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, all of those guys. He doesn't have to be the guy. If he pops off, that's great. But Brandon Miller's been asked to be the guy several times this season for the Hornets because of all the injuries and absences. And he's had to play several different positions. We see him play the two guard. We see him play on the wing at the three. He's done a little bit of everything. So I think that has to be taken into account for the most part here as you look at these numbers and these rankings. And I'm not saying that if you swapped Jaime Jaquez and Brandon Miller that they would be at the exact same spot on these rankings by any stretch, but we're still blessed and we're still lucky to have Brandon Miller here. The numbers definitely reflect that, especially the way that he looks compared to Paul George's rookie season. I know Paul George is in a different situation, but even that second season with Paul George where he really took that leap, they're still very comparable numbers. So it's just something to kind of keep an eye on moving forward. But if you were curious about some of the other rookies, of course, we talked about Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama. Chet Holmgren lands at number 38 on his top 100 list for the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you take a look as well on the other side for Victor Wembanyama, he's listed at number 24 in the top 100 players. So it's interesting to see what those numbers are going to look like moving forward and what this rookie class is going to look like, because sans Chet Holmgren, obviously, because it's his rookie season, if you just take him out of the equation, this is still a very elite rookie class with all of the other guys in there. Now, those are the top rookies that are on this top 100 list. Nobody else is really on there, but still Brandon Miller getting some recognition through the national media, even though it might be a little bit of a lack of appreciation like we do have for him here in Charlotte. But that's enough belly aching on this topic. We're going to complain about the power rankings next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's a game day edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Parley, with your Hornets and Magic preview coming up here in a few moments. But wanted to touch on some of our favorite topics here on the HHC. Of course, the power rankings that we go through here on a semi-regular basis, I would say. So wanted to get the thoughts of the one and only Sam Parley on these. Sam, as you know, this is how it works. We usually just grab a random publication and see where the power rankings are for this specific week. And we kind of, a little bit of a guessing game here where we try to figure out where the Hornets would land in the hierarchy of the 30 NBA teams. So I got one pulled up. I don't know if you know which one I have. Hopefully you didn't take a peek at the screen when you walked in, but I will go ahead and get your initial guess here. In the hierarchy of the 30 NBA teams, where would you have the Hornets land on this edition of Power Rankings?
Well, if you know me, that I don't immediately pull up the Power Rankings or search for Power Rankings when I wake up, so you're pretty safe.
Is that a jab at Sam Farber?
You're pretty safe in your assumption. You know, the only reason I do look for them is I try and find them and then send them to Sam Farber to try and
to get him riled up,
especially on Monday morning. So
You're a great coworker, Sam.
I avoided doing that today because I know he's with his family at Disney World and everything. So I didn't want to kind of derail the whole day by, you know, such and such writer having this and that. So if this is for team-wise, I'm guessing?
Yes, just teams.
I mean, if I had to guess, I would say just probably 25th or 26th. I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, as we've talked many, many times this year, there's 16, 15 games to go. I think it's safe to say that the injuries have, completely wiped away any chance we've had to see this team as a fully complete unit this season. And it's tough because I didn't get that chance last year and didn't get a chance to do it this year. And it's kind of getting towards the end. And this is probably around where they're going to settle at this point. So if I had to guess, I would say 25, 26 range.
Unfortunately, that is too high, according to Bleacher Report. That's where we're taking a look at today's power rankings on. They have the Hornets ranked 29th in their power rankings, which, again, if you ask most of us, probably thinking that's a little bit low. So the only team that they are ahead of, according to Bleacher Report in the power rankings, is the Washington Wizards. Ahead of the Hornets, based off of what you said, 25, 26, that would be 28th is the Detroit Pistons, I guess because the Hornets lost to them not that long ago. San Antonio is at 27. 26th is the Portland Trail Blazers. The Toronto Raptors are 25th, for what it's worth. So out of all of those teams, I think there's a lot of arguments here for a lot of these teams being behind the Hornets, but if you had to pick one of those teams, who would you put behind Charlotte in the power rankings?
So you said last is Washington and then Charlotte. I'm just kind of looking at the standings right now. The Detroit one is weird because the Hornets are five games better than, but they did lose the season series to them 3-0. So I'm curious if that, how much that factors. I really don't know what factors into power rankings because it's not a straight record standings thing.
It looks like in this instance, they are really relying on the net rating, which again does not make a lot of sense because in theory, the Wizards have a better net rating at -9 than the Hornets at -10.1. So again, I don't understand this at list at all, but it seems like they put a very heavy emphasis on the net rating.
I would say they're a better team than Portland. I think if, and I know Portland's had its fair share of injuries this season, but they, you know, I don't know if you look at head-to-head rating or ranking or this is too much. I mean, are we looking at the team, what they've been most of the season? Are we factoring in injuries? Are we, you know, kind of where the line is? It's so subjective. I think if you were to do a tournament right now with currently constructed rosters, I mean, I think Charlotte right now is a better team than Portland. I think they are a better team than Washington. I do think they are a better team than Detroit. I know they've lost all three games to them this season. They got close in the second one. It was, you know, one possession game there.
Hey,
in the final
Detroit's
couple
2-2
minutes.
In their last four games. That's a hot streak for them.
Detroit's, yeah, they're getting better and they have no injuries right now. They have, you know, so, you know, I think it's obviously a little bit kind of really, really digging deep for silver linings right here. But do I think the Hornets are the second worst team in the NBA this season? No. I think their defense has gotten dramatically better since the trade deadline. I still think they're top 10. You know, the offense is still way behind that for a number of different reasons, primarily depth and injuries. So is there a huge difference between being 29 and 26, 25th? I mean, it's all, unfortunately, not where we want to be right now.
Oh, well said, well said. I would certainly agree with you. But if I had to pick one of these teams, I mean, San Antonio, for me, is the one that I think kind of stands out the most. And I understand they got Victor Wembanyama, but, I mean, they're just not a good team. I mean, it's Wemby, and I know that there's other people that are really high on guys like Devin Vassell, but I just don't think that that team is very good in general. I mean, they don't have what it is right now, and I don't know if the answer is another high draft pick for them this season. I don't know if it's going out in free agency and trying to attract players to play for Greg Popovich and with Wemby as well. I just don't know what the answer is there. So I think in the other senses, there's a little bit more direction in the teams that are ahead of Charlotte. Portland's trying to retool their roster post Damian Lillard. I understand that. Detroit, they got a lot of pieces that they got to figure out, but first-year head coach, a couple of new faces in there with Rashad Thompson and trying to figure out what's going to work with Cade Cunningham. I get that, too, as well. Portland, like I mentioned, has that blueprint. Toronto, even ahead of that, you know, they're retooling their roster as well post all of the guys that they traded away with Fred VanVleet leaving in free agency and trading away some of those other pieces like OG Anunoby to New York and getting a haul back for him. So they're trying to retool that roster a little bit, and they have a first-year head coach as well. So I think that there's a little bit more of a vision for the Hornets compared to the Spurs right now, just in terms of what the future holds. And Victor Wembanyama is going to be great. He's going to have a stellar career. Don't get me wrong, but just right now for the here and now, I just don't know what the answer is for that team. So, again, a little bit of podcast fodder here. Got to kill some time somehow, but always interesting to bring up power rankings of what other people across the NBA think of the Hornets as well. But that leaves us with just our game preview here on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. That'll be coming your way right after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
It's a game day edition of the HHC. Rob Longo and Sam Perley of Hornets.com with you as we preview the Hornets taking on the Orlando Magic later on tonight. Sam, you know how these game previews work. We got a Hornets player to watch and a Magic player to watch. Where would you like to begin? Before we do that, of course, Orlando, very hot right now. They are a very good team. They are looking hot. We saw them just a couple weeks ago here at Spectrum Center, but they come into the game tonight at about a 40-28 record. They have won their last three games. They are very, very in fuego right now. This is going to be a very tough game for the Hornets here, and of course, Orlando is playing for a lot more right now in terms of the playoff positioning and the seeding. So you know how these work. Players to watch, stat to watch. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going
to
start with a stat to watch trickling over from the past segment, just because I want to add it up. One last thing you said when you talked about net rating. Hornets, since the trade deadline, so what, since they kind of got this, you know, new look team, they are 7-10. They have the 22nd best win percentage in the NBA since then. They are 22nd in net rating since then, and they have the 7th best defense in the NBA since then. And that's with still no starting point guard in LaMelo Ball, no Mark Williams, and they're missing their two best wing defenders in Cody Martin and Seth Curry since then. So just some thought process a little
bit.
I'm with you, partner. Take that as you will. That's not me getting riled up about power rankings. I'm just looking at some numbers in a little bit. I think you have seen some improvements, particularly on the defensive end. So transitioning to the Magic, I will go with a player to watch on the Hornets. These teams met just 2 weeks ago. Very, very physical game. It was here at Spectrum Center. A handful of technical fouls. I think Jalen Suggs even had a flagrant foul in that game. A very kind of testy, chippy game. I think Orlando plays with a lot of physicality, particularly on the glass. So the Hornet I'm going to be looking to watch tonight is Miles Bridges. Did not have a very good game, first game this month against the Magic back on March 5th. Only had 7 points on 3 of 16 shooting. Since that game, he is averaging 23 points, shooting over 40-45% from the field. Three-point shooting has not been great. I think he's settling a little bit too much for some three-pointers. Inside the arc in those six games, he is almost 58%. He's 45 of 78 on shots from inside the arc over his past six games, and 46% overall from the field. So also 9 rebounds and 4.5 assists in that time frame. So I want to see Miles attack the basket, drive, get the ball into the paint. I think that's at his best. I know that's it's tough when you're one of kind of the main offensive guys right now to attack and drive at the basket every single possession. So I understand why there's been some settling for spot up shooting, but I just think he's at his best when he can get to the basket and kind of either, you know, get to the foul line, get some layups. His finishing has looked really good this year, or kick it out for three. So they obviously are going to need more than a 7 point total for Miles, which he had against the Magic last time, if they want to come out tonight with a victory.
It's a good pick. I probably would have went with that if you didn't take him. But for me, I'm going to look at Nick Richards. It's a little bit off the beaten path, I feel like, just based off of some of the picks that we've had in the past. But this might tie into my stat to watch. We'll see what happens with what Sam Perley picks. But for me, Nick Richards, 11 points, 11 rebounds in that loss against Philly the other night, 109-98. But in that game against Orlando a couple weeks ago, he was kind of not even a factor in the game. He ended up being a +5 and a +-, which was great. And again, that was a 101-89 Hornets loss here at the Hive. But in that game, Nick Richards only played 27 minutes, and he was 1 of 2 from the field. He only had 2 points, a couple of rebounds in there, 1 block. He had a couple of turnovers. But the thing with Nick Richards is, especially with this Orlando offense, is there needs to be a backline presence there defensively, and I think there needs to be an offensive presence to go along with it as well. He just can't be one of those instances where the Hornets end up playing small ball five against a Magic team that is just so long and so big, quite frankly. I mean, Paolo Banchero is big. I mean, I feel like they almost start three centers sometimes, it feels like, when you look at the size that they have out there. Wendell Carter Jr. is a big guy out there. Jalen Suggs has some size for a guard as well. I mean, they are just so long and so lanky that they can really eat up the floor spacing-wise, and that makes them dangerous on offense as well. But I think this is an opportunity for Nick Richards to continue off that good game that he had against the 76ers. I know Wendell Carter Jr. is probably a step up from Paul Reed right now just because of the way that the Sixers roster is with no Joel Embiid, but Wendell Carter Jr. had 12 points and 9 rebounds in that game a couple weeks ago for the Magic against the Hornets. So I just think that it's a decent matchup for Nick Richards, and he's going to have to be a guy that can't go for just 2 points again in this game tonight. So that's why he's my player to watch. We need a Magic player to watch, and we need a stat to watch. Where would you like to go next?
Real quick, I like the Nick Richards pick in particular, and I'm looking back at the game log. He had missed the previous game. I think he had that was when he had the sore plantar fascia in his foot, so maybe that had something to do with it, kind of just getting back up to speed and feeling things out. He's obviously been great the last six games. He has double-digit rebounds in 5 of them, and I think 4 double-doubles as well. So the Magic player to watch from me is going to be Paolo Banchero. In that last meeting on March 5th, he had 22 points on 9 of 19 shooting, hit a couple of threes, had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, did have 5 turnovers though. So that was obviously good on the Hornets end, kind of getting the ball out of his hands a little bit. Been fantastic, taking a really, really big jump this year, was reigning rookie of the year, and is now an all-star. I mean, that's quite a, you know, be an all-star in your second season. season is obviously a major, major accomplishment. And I think the biggest thing that was a question mark for Banchero coming into the season was the three-point shooting. And he has taken a massive, massive jump in that. Last year, he was 29.8% on four attempts per game. I forget what he was at Duke, but he was a pretty good shooter at Duke. I don't think people necessarily expected him to be. He had a stretch where he went like a month without hitting a three last year. But right now, he's at 36.7% on the season, which is fantastic for a 6'10 forward. I mean, it's opened up his entire game. And since February 29th, nine games, he has seven 20-point games and is shooting almost 39% from three-point on four attempts a game. So like you said, with the floor spacing, he's tricky because he can play the four, he can play the five, he can pull guys away from the basket, he can pull Richards away from the basket, Grant Williams, Miles, and his size in Florida. I mean, he's exactly what you don't want to see on the other side defensively or offensively. Just these big, sizey, floor spacing big men right now. Comfortable shooting, and they just kind of mess up your defense a lot. And I think he kind of had the Hornets all in all sorts of sorts last time they played. So Paolo Banchero is my guy to watch in the Magic. They got to make sure whatever it is, three-point range at the basket, just going to have to put a couple bodies on him at times.
He was number one overall pick for a reason. He was the rookie of the year for a reason as well. And he's a guy that you can't really stop. You can really only hope to contain. So certainly makes a lot of sense. For me, my player to watch for the Magic is going to be Franz Wagner. Wagner, the last time that these two teams met up, didn't have a best game. He only had 8 points. He was 4 of 11 shooting, 0 for 5 from beyond the arc. But there's been games in the past where I feel like he's just been an absolute Hornet killer. And again, the Magic are coming off a 111-96 win against the Toronto Raptors at home on Sunday. And in that game, Banchero, your pick, 29 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Franz Wagner, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Also had a block. He did have a lot of fouls. He almost fouled out of the game, but ends up going 8 of 13 from the field. He's been in a little bit of a rut here offensively from beyond the arc. He was 0 for 2 from the three-point line in that game as well. But again, he's a guy that can drop 20, 25 points, no problem. Even if Banchero only gets 10, 12, 15 points, Wagner's a guy that can really score in bunches. So it's kind of that 1-2 punch. And again, it's just so much size on that side for the Magic where they just can do everything offensively and they're really hard to stop. So Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, probably one of the top two big combos in the NBA, I would imagine. Maybe one of the more underrated combos just in terms of their size and their advantage on the floor, especially on the offensive side. So those are some pretty good players to watch here for the Magic tonight. That leaves us with a stat to watch. What's a number you're keeping an eye on?
And real quick on Wagner before we get into the stat to watch, is averaging a career high 20.1 points per game, but opposite of Banchero has seen his three-point percentage fall from 36.1% last year to 29.2% this year, which is second to last in the NBA amongst qualified players. I think you have to be averaging at least one made three per team game played, and Franz Wagner is 163rd out of 164. So don't watch the Magic enough to kind of really pinpoint why that has happened, but it is interesting that his scoring has gone up while the three-point shooting has so dramatically fallen. And might have something to do with just how well some of the other guys on the team are playing and health and things like that. Suggs' three-point percentage has also gone up, Banchero, so maybe it's opened up the driving lanes a little bit more for guys like Franz Wagner. But my stat to watch tonight is going to be one I think we've mentioned a lot recently. It's turnovers. I mean, the Hornets just offense is really struggling to score right now. I think they've been under 108 of their past 13 games, and you just can't be giving away possessions, and they gave away a lot of possessions last time they faced the Magic. Orlando had 19 turnovers in that game on March 5th for 23 points going the other way. The Hornets only had 10 points off 18 Magic turnovers. So not only they had turnovers about the same, they just didn't really take advantage of them. Right now, Orlando is fourth in the NBA in steals, second in opposing turnovers, and second in scoring points off turnovers. So they're very, very physical. They're very high in deflections too. They can, they're good at getting into passing lanes. They're good at rebounding the ball defensively and kind of pushing the pace off that. So, which I guess isn't a turnover necessarily, but it circles back into the, you know, the possession game. The Hornets have to find, not only hold on to their possessions and the ball, but also find a way to generate extra ones, because Orlando is probably going to get their fair share of takeaways. It just can't be in the, you know, 18, 19, 20 range like some of these games have been recently for the Hornets.
And they like to run too, so it kind of translates into those fast break points as well. But I mean, I think the number for me to keep an eye on in this one is going to be the points in the paint battle. Magic are top 10 in points in the paint on average, and they dominated in that last meeting between the Hornets and the Magic. That was back on March 5th. Orlando outscored the Hornets 42-30 in the paint in that game. And again, Charlotte just couldn't really get a lot of penetration in the paint just because of all that size. So I'm interested to see what the game plan looks like here for the Hornets tonight, just from a sense of trying to establish more paint touches. Because not only is it just the fact that you're trying to score in the paint, even if that number is a little bit low, it's just getting the ball in the paint, just getting the ball in there to collapse the defense a little bit. If it ends up in a wide open three, that's great. If it ends up being a layup or an attack at the rim, that's even better then, because of the percentage of the points that are being able to be scored in the NBA. Because Steve Clifford always likes to talk about how a free throw is the best thing that you can get in an NBA game, rather than an open look at a three-point shot percentage-wise, just on a probability. But I thought that the points in the paint might be something to keep an eye on here tonight. And again, that's taken a huge dip here ever since the beginning of the season when Mark Williams has gone out. When the Hornets had Mark Williams in there, they were one of the top teams in the association with points in the paint. Without Mark Williams, they're one of the bottom third teams. So it just goes to show how important, despite the way that this game has changed over the last couple of years, how important it is to have a big paint presence and a dominant center in there as well. So points in the paint is going to be my number to keep an eye on tonight. That's your game preview. That's your podcast. We'll have a recap of this one here after all of the action tonight. Sam Perley, lead writer of Hornets.com. Thank you for joining me once again here on the Hornets Hivecast in studio. Great to see you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in as well. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying so long. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We'll talk to you tomorrow post Hornets and Magic once again here on EHHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.